rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Episode 1731 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This show is about building out your LinkedIn network so you have more connections, more people to network with, more ways of finding out information, and it really does work. Hope you find this helpful and hope you give it a great review, and let's just get going, okay? I worked in search for more than 40 years, filled more than 1,200 positions. And today I'm just going to very simply say, I'm going to talk with you about building out your network of relationships on LinkedIn so that you get more firepower behind your search. Now, I was LinkedIn member 7653. Yes, within the first 10,000 people on LinkedIn. And there obviously wasn't much there, and now there is. Millions, hundreds of millions of people to network with and start developing relationships. Because, you know, if I said to you, someone, you know, reached out to you out of the blue and said, can you help me find the job? You'd probably say, what am I going to do that for? You need to build relationships and to cultivate a network, not just simply for this job search, but on the basis of having a career where you're going to need support from people for many years to come. And this video is really going to be about building out the network so you have some oomph behind you, some firepower, some people in your network. Now, LinkedIn gives you the ability to port email addresses to send out invitations from from your email address. And if you're comfortable with that, and I'm not endorsing that, I'm not telling you what to do with that, but it is an easy way to do it. I believe you can uncheck people who you wouldn't want to send a connection request to. It's, I believe, set for default to send it to everyone. So that is one way to start. Next thing is, if you don't have any professional experience, if you look at your homepage, you'll see network. And if you click that, you'll see alumni. And whether you're starting out in your career, still in school, or an experienced individual, don't neglect the alumni tool that allows you to connect with people who went to your school. It's a nice touch and an easy way to connect with folks. And then, of course, you know, there's a lot of different other ways to do it. So you join groups. Groups, and particularly the larger ones, have hundreds of thousands, and in some cases, over a million members to them. Now, obviously, most people are not on there all the time, but you want to connect in groups because that expands your reach of contacts. So if you join a group with 200,000, 400,000, 500,000 people, you can message those individuals. And you can start asking questions and getting advice from folks, and you can start to offer input. It's a nice way to expand your reach. You can also follow companies, influencers, and others on LinkedIn. I think in terms of influencers, if you go to linkedin.com/pulse/discover, they'll offer some recommendations for you. If you're looking for specific people to connect with, you can use the advanced people search function on LinkedIn and click in the search box and scroll to search for people with filters to locate people by city, position, organization, a variety of different criteria. Now, you'll start to discover people reaching out to you, including sisters and brothers of that Nigerian prince, and you'll often detect them because
their picture is weird. You know, they have the hottie picture with the lips, you know, puffed out. They're also the turquoise backgrounds in some cases of what looks like, I don't know, some cartoon character type of image. They have backgrounds that have no text under them. Show some discretion. You can obviously disconnect from them if you accept someone who isn't appropriate. And I'll also say, once you connect with people, once you start, you know, accepting connection requests, I want to encourage you that when you get to at least 100, start thinking about what you can write for LinkedIn using the blogging platform and then sharing it with those people. Now, I don't care how junior you are. You can write about a professor. You can write about work that you do. There's a lot of information that you have that you may think, oh, no one would really care about that. And you can be dead wrong. So I encourage you to write and then share it with your connections and share it with the public. That's two different options where you can share a blog post on LinkedIn. It does make a difference in how people see you because they get the opportunity to see you as the expert.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.